well. 6:39, Triple Team Traffic, and back to you, Andy.
Yeah, they'll never have a Cleveland Browns t-shirt.
No, those they don't even have that.
That's right. It doesn't exist. They don't make it to the finals. So they don't even make
it. It never will exist, Andy.
It hurts. All right, I-15 looking pretty good as you head from Point of the Mountain to downtown. You've got a little bit of slowing on State Street. It looks like near I-80 in South Salt Lake. For those of you taking Bangor, don't worry too much. I don't see any major slowdowns from West Jordan all the way to the airport right now. But I got a report of a crash involving a lot of injuries on California Avenue, a couple blocks west of Bangor Highway. Eric?
Down in Utah County, no problems on I-15 as you go northbound from Provo to Point of the Mountain. For the city streets, State Streets, as you go from Orem down into Provo on the southbound side, that's a little bit slow at 1700 North. And over on 900 East, the east side of Brigham Young University, actually southeast of that, that's a little bit busy as well. Heather?
The thickest part of your drive right now in Davis County is southbound I-15 right through the Layton area, especially around Hillfield Road exit. That's pretty congested right now. And as you continue south, traffic continues to fill in into downtown Salt Lake, but the city streets are looking pretty good and no delays on US 89. Is the IRS harassing you? Are tax problems ruining your life? Let Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox help. Visit taxhelput.com. That's taxhelput.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.